I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Fast food workers who are pushing for a $15 an hour salary and union rights are rallying in Atlanta this afternoon, joining what's reported to be a national protest on this, the 50th anniversary of the historic Memphis sanitation workers strike. According to a press release issued this morning, local fast food workers will also participate in 6 weeks of nonviolent civil disobedience beginning Mother's Day as part of a new campaign to draw attention to their concerns. Well, now that the Peachtree Pine Homeless Shelter is closed, Atlanta homeless are increasingly using Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport as a refuge from cold weather. The AJC reports that the domestic terminal is sometimes filled with homeless people overnight and into the early morning hours. A spokesman for Hartsfield-Jackson said the airport takes safety and security seriously, but that those experiencing homelessness should be treated with compassion. A bipartisan group of Georgia lawmakers wants the state's legislature to formally denounce President Trump's plan to expand oil drilling into waters off its coast, saying it's a threat to fishing and tourism. Trump's proposal has drawn a cautious response from Governor Nathan Deal. All of the other governors of U.S. coastal states have taken a position one way or the other, 15 opposing drilling, 6 supporting it. And State Representative Roger Bruce wants to make voting easier. The Atlanta Democrat is sponsoring a bill that would allow voters to cast ballots anywhere in the county in which they live. Bruce said it would be simple to change.
We already do it for early voting. You have a list of places where you can go. And you can cash your ballot. So why not do that on election day as well?
Bruce introduced the same bill last year, but it failed to pass. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams has called for other changes, including automatic voter registration. And Georgia-born country singer Daryl Singletary has died. He was 46 years old. Singletary gained acclaim in the late 1990s with songs like I Let Her Lie and Too Much Fun. He also sung with country notables George Jones, Johnny Paycheck, Merle Haggard, and Dwight Yoakam. A publicist says Singletary died at his home in Lebanon, Tennessee, of an as yet undetermined cause. The Cairo, Georgia native leaves behind a wife, 2 sons, and 2 daughters. And a DeKalb County activist is mourning the death of his son today. Joel Edwards says his son, 34-year-old Justin Edwards, was the victim of a targeted killing. According to the Atlanta police, Justin Edwards was driving home with his girlfriend when 2 of his tires went flat. He pulled into a parking lot to check things out, and an unidentified assailant approached and shot him 11 times. The girlfriend was unharmed. Police say the motive for the killing remains unclear. Justin Edwards was a logistics manager at Lockheed Martin. Well, in sports, former Falcons head coach Jerry Glanville is coming out of retirement. The 76-year-old has signed on as defensive coordinator for the Hamilton Tiger Cats of the Canadian Football League, whose head coach is June Jones. Glanville was head coach of the Falcons from 1990 to 1993. Jones replaced him in that role in 1994. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.